Let's turn in our Bibles to Mark chapter 10. I just want to follow up with what Abby has presented this morning. Mark chapter 10. I believe a lot of times we have a crisis of belief when it comes to standing for life. And the Lord's led me to preach on this. I'm going to give some examples of how God is blessing in our own church and then encourage you to stand with Love Life and these other organizations that are standing for life in our community. The word crisis comes from a Greek word that means decision or judgment. A crisis of belief is really not a calamity in your life. A lot of times we think of that when we hear that word. But it's really a turning point where you must make a decision. And get that slide up there, boys. The next one, the crisis. The way we respond at this turning point is going to determine whether we become involved with God and doing something God-sized in that only He can do, or whether we're going to continue to go in our own way and miss what He has purposed for our lives. This is not a one-time decision. When God reveals to us what He wants to do through us, we're going to face a crisis of belief. The disciples in Mark 10:27, let's read this together. And Jesus, looking upon them, His disciples, saith, with men, or humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Say it with me, ready? For with God, all things are possible. Do we really believe this? Let me give you some examples. Joshua, he told an army to follow him around a city, expecting the walls to fall down when they blew some trumpets. Joshua did exactly that. Israel had to decide if they believed God could do what He said. That was their crisis of belief. Every assignment God gave Israel required a new measure of faith. By the way, did those walls come down? Amen. God was able. With God, all things are possible. How about Gideon? The Midianites and other enemies were prepared to attack. Gideon started with 32,000 men. God told him to send 31,700 of them home. Y'all remember that? Do you think Gideon had a crisis of belief? Gideon was victorious with only 300 men. Here's what we learned from Gideon. Everyone knew God did it. So sometimes He's calling us to increase our faith. Other times he just wants to get the glory. And there's things that He wants us to get involved in that only He can do. But a lot of times we have that crisis of belief. We lack the faith. How about Peter? He was a fisherman. Never before had he found coins in the mouth of a fish. How many of y'all have ever gone fishing and found a coin in the fish? Great faith was required to go and catch that fish and find the exact amount of money that they needed to pay their taxes. But when he acted in faith, God provided. How many times have you acted in faith and God provided for you? Boy, He's done it for our church. He's done it for my family. He's done it for me through the years. True faith requires action. You say, hey, I'm for life. I'm against abortion. It's wrong according to God's word. Well, then act on it. Faith without works is dead. What is faith? Let me just give you a definition of faith. Are you listening? Confidence that what God has provided or said will come to pass. Man, we have to be a church with great faith. We are to walk by faith, not by sight. The disciples often lack faith. They fail to seek God's direction. They were called by God to preach, heal the sick, cast out demons. Only God could do those things. Are you with me, church? Only God can do those things. But they were servants who allowed God to do those things through them. Do you realize God doesn't need us? He wants us. He wants to use every one of us. When God lets you know that what he wants to do through you, it's going to be something that only he can do. We've seen it time and time again in our church. If we have faith in God, we're going to obey him. He's going to bring to pass what he has purposed to do. Basically, he has a plan and purpose for this church, for our lives. And when we join with him, boy, his purposes are going to come to fruition. God wanted a gospel-like Baptist church in this community of Roanoke. God called Pastor Earl to join him in what he had planned for this church. This was a God-sized assignment, because building a church is something only God can do. So Pastor Earl and Miss Brenda, they stepped out by faith. They obeyed God. Now, I'm sure there were times along the way that they had that crisis of belief. But God brought it to pass what he had purposed to do. And 45 years later, we see the results of a man who walked by faith and not by sight. And I believe every one of us realizes that there is a God who can do anything because of what he's done through our church for these last 45 years. That's what we're celebrating next week at our homecoming. How many believe the Bible when it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him? Obedience indicates our faith in God. Disobedience reveals a lack of faith. Without faith, this church cannot please God. We join him so that he can do his work through us. Now, through these times, we will experience times where we have that crisis of belief. If the assignment I sense God is giving me is something I know I can handle on my own, then I must assume that it is not from God. If I can handle it on my own, I must assume that assignment for my life is not really from God. Because the assignment that God gives are God-sized. That means it's beyond what people can do in their own strength. God gave some God-sized assignments to men in the Bible, and they could not do it in their own. They had to trust and obey. How many know that song? Well, I'm not talking about just singing the song. I'm talking about really trusting and obeying. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Y'all remember the story there? They chose to obey God rather than King Nebuchadnezzar and bow down. And so they were thrown into a blazing, fiery furnace. But in Daniel 3:17, boy, they said with faith and confidence, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand. What did God do? God delivered those three faithful men. They walked out of that furnace unharmed. How about Peter? He raised Dorcas from the dead in Acts chapter 9. When people saw God work through his servants, who received the credit? The servants or God? Y'all tell me. When people saw God work through his servants, who got the credit? Did God get the credit? Yes. As people saw for themselves or heard about God's activity, many believed in the Lord. In that same passage, Acts chapter 9, verse 42 says, and it was known, or news spread throughout all of Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. That was the result of Peter raising Dorcas from the dead. God is going to be glorified when he's working through us, through his people. Let me just give you a couple stories and I'll get to our focus this morning. In September of 2000, we voted to bring Pastor Colton onto our church staff as our youth pastor. He began his ministry in January of 21. How many were here in January of 21? All right. We knew it was God's will for him to be here. Can I hear an amen there? Boy, y'all are dead this morning. Wake up. How many believe it's God's will for Pastor Colton and Lydia to be here? Amen. Amen. Thank you. And they knew it was God's will for them to be here. But growing a teen ministry is a God-sized assignment. Would y'all agree? It surely did not happen overnight. In fact, some of the very ones in our church at that time who wanted a youth pastor so badly and helped vote him in, they left our church shortly after he got here. It was puzzling. The numbers were low. But you know what Pastor Colton did? He trusted God. He obeyed. He plowed through, I'm sure, many times of that crisis of belief. Then over time, they began to grow. In 2022, we remodeled a larger room for them to meet. You know what we were doing, y'all? We were preparing the fields for rain. My, how God has blessed from heaven. And I mean, his blessings are pouring down all over the place right now. Now the youth group is booming. He's ministering to over 40 teenagers. 5 of them have gotten saved since January. Amen. And one has received the assurance of their salvation on Baptism Sunday, August 11th. You're going to see it. It's going to be amazing. And what God's doing in our youth group is outstanding. They're bringing their friends to youth group. Those friends are inviting their friends. Pastor Colton's teaching on tough topics, answering the hard questions. His emphasis is on teaching, not fun and games. And buddy, God is showing himself strong in our youth ministry. I believe a revival is already brewing in our youth ministry. And I pray it's going to spread all over our church. I got a few more instances. What about Wes's connection group? When I first arrived at Gospel Light, they were in this first room, small room, handful of people. Now he's got over 40 in his class that he's ministering to. Brother Dennis's class, our young adults. Man, it's growing. I went by there a couple weeks ago. Every seat was full. God is growing our younger age group. How about the Joyful Saints? He's also doing it in our older class as well. Brother William told me this week that last Sunday, every seat was full in that class. Our teen kid ministry has grown this past year. Now they are ministering to over 20 on Wednesday nights. Our Gospel Tots nursery is growing. A few Sundays ago, they had 10. Woo! 10 in the nursery, y'all. And number 11's on the way. Raise your hand, Lakin. All right? Anytime now. So 11 babies in the nursery. Marzi's there today, Antonia. I mean, God's doing a work. God is doing great things in our church. Would you say amen? Woo! But now let's focus in. Some reason we have a crisis of belief when it comes to standing for life. It seems like such a monumental assignment. Boy, you're talking about a God-sized assignment. Yeah, you're right. Roanoke has become a hub for abortions, like Abby said. Tanya was there Friday, and she saw license plates from Texas. And what other states? North Carolina and Georgia. She's on the sidewalk ministry team. You know, we've been known as being the Star City. How many are so glad that we're the Star City? Guess what, y'all? We're becoming known as the City of Darkness because of abortion. 2 clinics already open, another one going to open soon in Vinton unless God intervenes. Here's what our church is trying to do. We have supported Blue Ridge Women's Center for years. This year in the baby bottle campaign, you guys did amazing, blew my mind. Over $9,000 raised for Blue Ridge Women's Center. And we support them on a regular basis. They're ministering to ladies every day at that ministry. But I want to ask you, is God leading you to do something further through that ministry? Then in 2022, we started Embrace Grace. That is a ministry to young mothers who have chosen to keep their babies. God's blessed this. Man, our church stepped up in faith. And has been a blessing to these ladies. Let me ask you a question. Is God leading you to do more through that ministry? And then last year, we were introduced to Love Life. This ministry is devoted to prayer and fasting. Their goal is to unite and mobilize local churches and to get them to stand for life and have these prayer walks. We are going to fast and pray on this Wednesday. Be here. And for the 6:30 service, we're going to bring everybody in, the kids, the teens, the babies. We're all going to come in here at 7:15, and we're going to pray together. Remember last year we made a big circle? We're going to do it again. Be a part. Don't eat if you can help it. Now, I know some of you have to eat medical reasons, but if you can do without eating and fast and pray on Wednesday, and then our prayer walk is Saturday. arrive at 8:45. We're going to have a little worship service. We're going to walk. We're going to pray. If you cannot walk, bring a lawn chair, like Abby said. Stay on the hill and join us. And then pray for this sidewalk ministry. Pray for the mentor ministry and the other parts, aspects of Love Life. You know, it was excruciating to see how many cars were in the parking lot on Friday. Tanya was there for 3 hours. She just encouraged the ones driving in. She was handing them material, letting them know there are other options. Her heart breaks every time she does this. But let me just tell you, more volunteers are needed. Oh, I could never talk to somebody. I would never go up to a car. You don't even have to do that. Just go there and pray. Just sit on the sidewalk and pray. I just wonder, will you join Tanya? Will you join Abby and the other workers? There's no doubt this assignment is God-sized. And without His help, we cannot be effective standing for life. Many times, folks in our community are seeing us and what we can do. But you know what we need to do? We need to let the world watch God at work through Gospel Light Baptist Church, through Blue Ridge Women's Center, through Embrace Grace, through Love Life, and He will attract people to Himself. Let people see the difference in us living for Jesus and the difference that He makes in you and your family and our church. That will affect how they respond to the gospel. May God allow us to walk by faith, attempt to do great things that only He can do. When it comes to serving with Love Life or Blue Ridge Women's Center or Embrace Grace, you may say, there's no way I can do that. Well, I got good news for you. God does not intend for you to do it. He intends for us to let Him do it through us. Boy, there's a big difference. Don't let the crisis of belief stand in your way. God wants us to do something. Y'all remember when David arrived on the battlefield that day? He faced a crisis of belief. God had brought him there, prepared him for the assignment to kill that old giant. David made the decision to fight the giant. He was at a crossroads. He said, okay, I'm going to do it. And with the power of God on his life, he refused the normal weapons of war. He chose a sling and 5 smooth stones. And here's what he said to Elijah. Put it up there, or Elijah. Here's what he said to Goliath. I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Boy, you're talking about faith. That's the kind of faith we need. God is able. His words, His actions revealed that with God, David could do the impossible. God has given Abby and Darren a God-sized assignment for the Roanoke Valley. Boy, let's help them any way we can. And let's pray that we'll continue to be involved in God-sized assignments right here, because without faith, this church cannot please God. There was a movie released years ago called Unplanned, the story of Abby Johnson. Let me just give you that story in a nutshell, and I'll close. Abby Johnson worked at the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Bryan, Texas. She worked there for 8 years. She would escort the women into the clinic. And eventually, she started being the director of that clinic. Very successful. She regularly encountered, listen, people from Coalition for Life. Just like Love Life, they were at the sidewalk at the abortion clinic. Now that ministry, I believe, is known as 40 Days of Life, okay? But she came across them through her years. In September of 2009, she was called to assist in an ultrasound-guided abortion of a baby who was 13 weeks of gestation. She saw the baby squirming and twisting to avoid the vacuum tubes used for that abortion. That experience changed her life. Soon after, she met with the leader, Sean, of Coalition for Life, and told him she could no longer continue assisting women in getting abortions. She resigned from Planned Parenthood on October 6th, 2009, Now she runs an anti-abortion ministry called And Then There Were None, which encourages abortion clinic workers to leave that industry, provides money and counseling for those that do. That abortion clinic, here's where God steps in. Are you ready? That abortion clinic in Bryan, Texas is no longer there. It eventually closed down. And guess who occupies that building now? Coalition for Life. 40 Days of Prayer. That organization. How many believe with God all things are possible? How many believe He could even do that in Roanoke? Man, we got to believe it, y'all. Nothing is impossible with God. Can we say this prayer together? Guys, put it on there. Lord, open our eyes and our ears to You and Your voice. Help us to understand that it is not what You want us to do for You, but what You want to do in us and through us. Lord, do it through us. May You be glorified through Gospel Light Baptist Church as we continue to stand for life. Let's bow in prayer. You say, preacher, how can I help? You can give. You can go. You can fast. You can pray. You can be a part of these different ministries involved. But you got to do something. Faith without works is dead. We've got to get involved in a God-sized assignment and not let our crisis of belief or our lack of faith hold us back. Every one of us has got to do something. Can we all bow in prayer? Every head's bowed, every eye's closed. And let's pray for life. Let's pray for these ministries that I've mentioned. Let's pray for Abby and Darren, their leadership over Love Life Roanoke. Can we pray together? Lord, my heart is broken over the abortion crisis in our land and how it is the leading cause of death across our states, across our nation. It's heart-wrenching. And Lord, people are blinded by Satan. And Lord, I just pray we have the hope of the gospel. We have the answer in Jesus. And I pray every one of us will do our part. Help us to participate on Wednesday in fasting and prayer. Help us to participate on Saturday at the prayer walk. Help us to do our part. And Lord, lead our women and our men into helping Blue Ridge Women's Center, Embrace Grace, Love Life, doing what we can. Just lead us and guide us. Help us not to have a lack of faith when it comes to this God-sized assignment that You've given us. We live in Roanoke for a reason, and we are to stand for life during this time of darkness in our county. Lord, please help us to do our part. With You, all things are possible. We love You, Lord. Please do a work in our midst. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. One more thing before you.